why I'll never pray to see an angel again. Let's get into it. If you're new here, I'm Brooke Senta. I am a singer and fitness instructor, but my entire life has been filled with urban exploring and the supernatural. I kept it hidden for a very long time, but now I'm talking about it publicly. And I've had a lot of experiences along the way. Bad, good, indifferent, all the in between. I've seen possessions, I've seen demons, I've seen angels, I've seen apparitions, all kinds of things. So let's get into why I will never pray to see an angel again. Now, I will say I have a gift of, I feel things really deeply. So like if there's like even like emotional things going on with people, spiritual things going on in the room or environment, I guess, doesn't have to be a room. I can see what's going on in my mind, and I can discern the spirits. So, seeing and feeling spirits and discerning of spirits are something I'm really strong in. As well as prophecy, psychic, I don't know what to call myself, really exactly, but like a lot of times, like I usually like have to get into this spot, but I can tell people things about themselves, or whatever as well, I think. Anyways, that's beside the point. So one night I had come home from this prayer thing, and so many years, like even as a child, I think I saw stuff. I don't remember my childhood though. I just know like a couple of stories that my parents have told me. And then I got a little bit older and I grew up with a narcissistic mother and a passive father, which I love my dad so much. I love them both. But like my dad, I know he did the best that he could and like tries, but like the environment set me up to, what I learned was I can't have any needs or emotions of my own, and I have to take care of my mom's. And it's taken a really long time to relearn, still relearning that and working through all that. But because of that, that set me up for the perfect environment to join a cult, which is a story for another day. But in the midst of all of this, I felt deeply, I didn't really understand spirit stuff. So there was probably a lot more going on than I realized. But then like I did start to get in, I left the cult and I did start to get into like some super deep spiritual things. And this was like within church, but so it was still like different than how it really is sometimes. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe I can think of words and explain it better next time or in a different podcast. But by the way, if you're interested in more of these stories, if you're interested in more of my process when I go exploring and of how and what I'm seeing and feeling and experiencing in the spirit realm, if you're interested in the exploring aspect, whatever it is, YouTube at Brooke Senta will be a lot more videos coming up. March 4th will be the first launch. And on Instagram, that's where you get to put in your input, Brooke Senta Music. You get to put in your input about what you want to see coming up, what stories you want to hear, what information you want, what you want to learn about. There should be a podcast too out last week, I believe, of how to see, hear, and feel spirits. So I've learned a lot along the way, and so I'm just trying to give whatever helpful information that I can, so you don't have to make the same mistakes that I did, because believe me, I made a lot of them. a lot. So what was I saying? I'm on a walk if you hear all the crows. So, what was I saying? Oh my gosh. hold on. What was I saying? Oh, why I'll never pray to see an angel again. One night I went to this prayer group and I was like all excited and came home and was like just like gung-ho, like ready to like be in the spirit. And at that time I was still making the mistake of just like kind of all the time praying to like see in the spirit realm. I have learned since how to turn it on and off, which is super important because otherwise you're just overwhelmed all the time. My nose is still sniffly. I'm having trouble breathing. It's really nice out there right now. So I know now how to turn it on and off. At the time it was just kind of on all the time and it was just super overwhelming, but like I still wanted to go deeper. And I was like, I want to see an angel. Like, I want to see an angel literally standing right in front of me. Like, full standing right in front of me. Which, by the way, angels don't look like you think they do. Just throwing that out there. Which I'll get back to that if I remember. If not, ask me if you're curious. Well, not... And, yeah. Some of them kind of do. But anyways, so... So, I... was sitting in the middle of my floor. I lived in a basement at the time. And so I lived in the basement and there was like this huge egress window in my room, which that will come in to play later. But I was sitting in the middle of my room, eyes closed, praying. And just a side note, a lot of times when I'm praying and I'm like super focused on it, I rock back and forth. It's not something that's intentional. I just do it without really thinking about it. It's a subconscious thing 99% of the time. Sometimes it's intentional because I just like rocking back and forth. It's usually only when I'm really focused though. So I was sitting on my floor praying to see an angel. I was like, God, I want to see an angel. I want to see an angel standing right in front of me. And I just, there, so I play piano and there's my keyboard behind me and sheet music on it. And I hear papers start to rustle around. And I was like, you know, when the adrenaline starts going because you're so fearful. And the papers are still rustling and rustling and rustling. And I'm like, I changed my mind. I'm too scared. I don't want to see the angel anymore. And then I start hearing this wind sound, like, you know how like if you swing a rope or something around really 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 fast, how it goes. And so I started hearing that sound. I was like, never mind, I don't want to see an angel. I changed my mind, I don't want to see it, I'm terrified, I don't want to see it. And so I'm like still hearing papers rustling around. Then I start hearing it tapping on the window. I'm like, no, I changed my mind. It's the scariest experience ever. And everything in me, I felt so strongly that I needed to look up at the window. It's like, I really don't want to. So I'm still looking down at the ground with my eyes closed. So I guess my head was pointed to the ground. And so I slowly raise my head and slowly open my eyes. And I see a white rat with brown spots scurry up the window. And then I see a white rat scurry up the window. Thought I might have seen one more, but I wasn't sure about that one. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And I look around the room, there's no angel. And I'm like, oh good, thank you. I was so relieved. So relieved that it was just rats outside and not an angel in the house. It's like, that was terrible. Because like, can you imagine being in a room in, like completely by yourself? I think my roommates were home, I don't remember. One lived in the basement in the next room. And the other one lived upstairs because it was her house. But I was just like, I changed my mind. I don't want this. I don't want to see that. I don't ever want to pray that again either. Like, you could tell me if they're there or not and like show me in my mind. But like, I don't ever want to see me face to face with something that's there. That shouldn't be there, but that should be there, but isn't in this realm. It's in a different realm. Like, that was scary. And so, thankfully, I don't know, I'm thankful, maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm thankful that I didn't see it. But the rats, I was so sure they were there. And so two other times, I told my roommate about it just because I thought it was weird. I was like, yeah, I saw these two rats spray at my window. And she's like, oh, I'll have my fiance spray, whatever. And I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. Okay, I was just telling you about it because I thought it was weird. So I don't think she ever talked to him about it, though, because two more times I was in my room praying. It wasn't for anything. It wasn't to see an angel or anything like that. But I, like, heard this tapping on my window and saw a white rat scurry up. I'm like, that's super weird. And this was winter. It wasn't cold enough to have the, like, the heaters going. I think I don't even know if the heat was on, because it was, like, cold, but it wasn't, like, freezing cold. And I definitely didn't have any fans on. So, like, there was nothing, like, blowing the things around the room or anything like that. But also outside, it was cold enough that I was like, it's kind of weird that these rats are surviving. It might have been cold enough to have the heat on. I don't remember. But the heat had never, like, the air vents had never, they were, I think they were in the floor somehow. I don't know. They were in weird spots. They'd never blown anything around my room before. And I never saw them blow anything around my room ever at any point. So another time I was praying, and again, I see that white rat run up the window. And at this point, I'm like, this is so weird. Can rats like that even survive in the winter? They probably can, right? I did some research because I thought it was so weird. And I was like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that these types of rats here are specifically bred for indoor rats and can't even survive a day outside of the house? So you're telling me these rats don't actually exist, at least not in our realm? What? What? So I don't know what that means, but they weren't actually there. Okay, and I told my roommate, and she's like, I thought so, blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember. I was like, why didn't you tell me? They were there. I saw them clear as day. Like, they were definitely there. I saw them three times even. Well, the white rat I saw three times. The other one I only saw once. But I'm like, I saw them with my own two eyes, like, on the other side of the window. And you never thought to tell me that it was possibly a spiritual thing? Like, why? I did not know. Which made me question, like, how many other things have happened in my life that have been in the spirit and not in the natural realm. So, because that was such a terrifying experience, and I'm like, I'm actually way less afraid to see a demon than I am to see an angel. I think because I've just had to face so many demons that it's just kind of is. Whereas angels, I'm like, oh, that experience was terrifying. So maybe one day I'll pray to see an angel and see one, whatever. Maybe I have. I don't know, because I think some of them can take different forms. But the one, there's been one in my house for a few days at least. I don't, maybe longer, but I noticed it a few days ago. Again, in my mind, not physically seeing, not like thinking that it was actually there, like the rats or the woman on the bridge in Scotland. I've seen some apparitions. But like, there's this angel that's been in the corner. It's a pretty intense angel. There's some sort of spiritual warfare going on. I'm not entirely sure what this one is. I'm not feeling like an intense pull or anything, thankfully. But like, this one is a high up angel. It's pretty intense. And it's kind of pissed off. I'm not sure what, it's not pissed off at me. It's like protecting me, but I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't want to. But I don't need to know. Just take care of it, okay? But this one, and like, even if you look in the Bible, this is how they're depicted. Like, angels have like tons and tons of eyes, and this one has tons and tons of eyes. That's the only one that I've seen in this form. Because a lot of times, like, I don't necessarily see them. I just know they're there. Like, it's just this feeling. Sometimes I feel things really deeply, so it's kind of more, it feels more like intuition type thing. Sometimes I see things in my mind, and sometimes it's a combination of both. So it just kind of depends. But yeah, I've seen a lot of demons. I think I've seen way more demons, like actually seen way more demons than angels. Thankfully, never like a full apparition, at least not that I was aware of. But man, spirit stuff is so bizarre, and it's like such a, you feel like a crazy person because you sit there and you're like trying to explain it in your own mind, and then you want to tell people, but then you think they're going to think you're crazy because you're like, this is a really weird experience, and they're probably going to try to explain it away just like you did and not really believe you. But like, the reality is a lot more people have had experiences and believe in this stuff than you realize. And so what questions you have, let me know. What stories you want to hear, let me know. I mean, I don't know, I guess you don't know what you don't know, so I don't know if you would know what stories to ask about. But there's gonna be a lot more coming up with urban exploring and the supernatural, and with the stories of my encounters and the supernatural coming up. Between, a lot of it's gonna be on YouTube and here, but there's also gonna be stuff on Instagram is where you're gonna have a lot of input, and TikTok is my main account. So stuff will be sprinkled into there. That's mostly ASMR and TikTok reviews, but there's gonna be some stuff sprinkled in there as well. TikTok's my main account, so if you want to get a hold of me, TikTok's probably the worst place. Twitter might be okay, YouTube might be okay, but the best place is probably Instagram and Bricksenta. If you just search Bricksenta, you'll find me. I'm pretty easy to stalk. So whatever questions, inputs, like whatever, if you have suggestions of people you want to see me collaborate with, because I'm doing a lot of collaborations this year, of going to these like abandoned places, ghost towns, graveyards, like just lesser known, I have the hiccups, lesser known places. And it's not going to be anything scary for the person involved, unless they want it to be, then maybe. But I guess I can't guarantee that, because things happen and I don't really have control over that. But like, I'm going to try to make the person with me as comfortable as I can. If you have people that you're like, yeah, you guys should collaborate, let me know. If you have places that you think I should go to film the videos, keep in mind, I want to do things legal. I don't want to get arrested. So I don't like getting in trouble. So whatever it is, got to be legal. So let me know that. If you have places, suggestions of places that you want me to go. If you have questions about the supernatural, if you have stories about the supernatural, let me know at Bricksenta. I love you so much. Dream big, take action. Bye.